the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we are in our studios in downtown Lansing. Not a place we frequent, by the way, but we are here today, and it seems like sometimes foreign territory, but we're glad to be here. And we also have with us Emily Hines, founder and managing director of Entry Point in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And of course, we've known each other in other venues, Emily. It's good to have you on. How you doing?
Great. Yeah, it's been good. It's starting to turn slowly to Michigan fall. It's like getting nice weather outside.
I know. You can almost smell football. Oh well. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so, hopefully you can't.
So let's talk a little bit about Entry Point, because we've been through your career. As a matter of fact, run through your career very quickly here, and then we'll talk about Entry Point.
Yeah, so I started out at Plante Moran in public accounting. I went to Michigan State University. I have my master's in accounting. And then public accounting was a little tough for me. I was an auditor. So going in and being sort of to the clients was not a great fit. So I ended up going to Ann Arbor Spark, and I was the accounting manager there, which was kind of like my first taste of entrepreneurship and Ann Arbor and exposure to University of Michigan. And but it was really great, just like really positive mission of like promoting small business and startups. And then I went from Ann Arbor Spark after Rick Snyder got elected. I went up to the state of Michigan, worked at MEDC and helping facilitate state investment into Michigan venture capital firms and startups. From there, I left and went to the Michigan Venture Capital Association, which was a great experience. Did a lot of research for them around emerging trends in the tech community and helping facilitate increased investment in startups in Michigan. And then in 2018, I launched Entry Point to sort of continue supporting the small business and startup community and really doing a broader set of research on, still venture capital research. We still do the research report for the Michigan Venture Capital Association, but also doing some more like niche reports on Main Street businesses, on still on tech communities across the Midwest, a little bit more focused on the Midwest. And then, so it's been a crazy, crazy couple years.
you went through all three of those, and I can't remember the last three. If we met, were you working for Mike Finney probably down at Spark?
Yeah, I think so. I think we probably met when I was at Spark.
That's I think we first met.
2010.
Yep.
So.
So I think I was
way younger then.
So was I. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Entry Point now. So you go off on your own, right?
Yep. We partner with organizations to deliver research insights, which we then work with local foundations, economic development organizations, corporations, community-facing organizations that are trying to promote entrepreneurship. So we both do research and help them implement more effective programs to serve the communities that they're working with. And we do this across the Midwest with the purpose of promoting entrepreneurship. So it's been really like exciting work, and especially in 2020, something that I think people are really looking to do more of, to like understand the rapidly evolving community.
So let's talk about the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurial Ecosystem Report that you just released.
Yeah. So Entry Point does two annual reports. We do one on the Detroit tech ecosystem and one on the Ann Arbor tech ecosystem. On Monday, we released the 2020 Ann Arbor Entrepreneurial Ecosystem Report, and it's a comprehensive analysis of the tech community from everything from like the capital sources through the startups that are in the region and the community-facing organizations and research institutions that kind of all work together to make a strong entrepreneurial ecosystem here.
Mm-hmm. So give us some highlights. How'd it come out?
Yeah, so there are currently 55 venture-backed, active venture-backed companies in Ann Arbor. It's a 31% increase over just the last 6 years. So it is really a steadily increasing community. There are 38% of the startups located in Michigan are within the Ann Arbor community, and quite a few of the venture capital firms as well. We're seeing that COVID-19 has actually been, we did an analysis of how COVID-19 has impacted the tech community in the region, and that it's impacted it quite significantly less than it has Main Street businesses. And a lot of the tech companies in the region have been able to kind of shift their focus to shift their operations to be remote a little bit easier and have had significantly less revenue loss than a lot of other sectors of business. So it's really promising. And I think just the fact that the community really starts from a research standpoint and has this really dense knowledge base between talent, research, capital, and the community here, I think they've really got a strong foundation for continuing growth.
You know, it's interesting. Our most recent Future Business Index indicated Ann Arbor was one of those areas that was dealing with COVID-19 the best, and numbers hadn't shrunk quite as bit. Nice to be in that kind of tech corridor down there in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's really great. And I think, too, the strength between Ann Arbor and Detroit, both together, I think has been that tie has gotten stronger over the years as well. And so I think that's something that looking to the future is going to really help strengthen Southeast Michigan's economy overall.
Well, Emily Hines, founder and managing director, Entry Point in Ann Arbor. It's always good to see you, and thanks for sharing that. We'll be back with you periodically to get the results of your latest whatever.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Okay, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Emily. Appreciate it. All right. You've been watching the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Stick around. There's a lot ahead.